Hey, you made it. Come on in. Thank you so much for coming over. You're an absolute lifesaver. I cannot afford to blow this assignment. What class? Guess the text was a little vague. It's for intro to figure drawing. I need to sketch a person, and my first volunteer totally bailed. Do I need a model? Well, need is a strong word. I can kind of draw from memory, but when I've done it before, you always come out kind of weird. Oh, I meant you in the general sense. Like, as an artist, you always come out weird when you sketch from memory. I don't sketch you. I mean, I do, but I sketch everybody I know. Everyone, Before we start, can I get you a drink or put on some music? Maybe turn up the heat? Okay, just thought I'd ask. Follow me. The setup is in my room. So here we are, bedroom slash studio. Nothing fancy, just my bed, some lights, a stool, half a bowl of fruit. What? You took forever getting here, and they don't call a starving artist for no reason. So here's the fun part. My professor gave me a specific emotion and told me to capture it with my pencil. Yeah, he's one of those. What's the emotion? It's, lust. Okay, I don't know why you're looking at me like that. I had to pick it out of a hat. At least I didn't get nausea. Poor Cassidy's got her work cut out for her. So, do you want to try some poses? You could stand up. Sit on the stool, or my bed works for sure. Okay, I'm not gonna draw you like that. It's an art project, not a photo shoot for Penthouse. Plus, I can hear the professor now. It's unrealistic. Women don't break their spines to push their rack out. C plus. Come on, I'm not supposed to draw you. I'm supposed to draw you. I'm supposed to capture your personality, your attitude, your. Okay, this is gonna sound pretentious as fuck, but your soul, your spirit. So, if you had someone who you had it really bad for, and they were in this room, like Eric from biology, or that one girl from Game of Thrones you kept talking about, how would you look at them? Oh, you don't remember that conversation? Okay, look, I'm not into girls, but like, if she and I were on a desert island and I knew I'd never see a man again, I would just have to adapt. Especially if she happened to have that dress she wore in the finale. So it does ring a bell. But I'm serious, if there was someone in this room that you desperately longed for, someone you couldn't stop thinking about no matter how hard you tried, how would you look at them? Yeah, that'll do it. So, you wanna do this thing? All right, now I can leave the room while you strip down, or. Yeah, you have to be naked. That's what figure drawing is. I probably should have told you. Yeah, my other model got pretty upset when she found out. She stormed out and called me a. Well, I don't wanna repeat it. It wasn't very nice. If it helps, I won't draw anything too scandalous. You put your arms up like this, some strategic leg placement. No one will be able to see anything. Well, they'll be able to see those legs of yours and your face, obviously. And that great smile. And that beautiful hair. But if you don't want to, I totally understand. You will? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're the best friend I could ever ask for. I am going to make you look so good. Not that you need much help. Oh, you're blushing. So yeah, if you could just get your clothes off, that would be. Oh. Hey, can you turn around just so I can check which angles work? Wow, you really know how to make a girl feel inadequate by just existing. Really? Thanks. Sometimes I get a little insecure, and you always know what to say. You look fantastic. Okay, now strike a pose and give me that look you were doing earlier. Have you ever done this before? No? Wow, you are a natural model. Very good at holding still. Me? Oh, I've sketched a couple models, but they were all wearing clothes. It's a little less awkward, but clothes are way harder to draw, especially loose ones. Okay. Skeleton is down. Let me start on the muscles. You don't have to flex, just stay relaxed. Shit, I messed up the leg. Let me try that again. There we go. Now I can do some foreshortening on your left arm. Why did I text you? Well, for starters, I thought you'd actually be willing to do it. I guess I know a couple other people who might have been down, but you, well, I like spending time with you. I just feel really comfortable around you. Safe. We can do so much stuff together. And you've always been there for me. Even when it was hard. Even when I made it hard. That's a pretty friend. Pretty good friend, I think. Okay, now time for the hands. I hate doing these. What? You want to change your desert island opinion? All right, who's the lucky new lady? Me? Thank you. But I don't know if you want me stuck with me. Not much in the way of survival skills, and I'd probably just keep making jokes about the smoke monster. Now, if you could just tilt your head to the right just a tiny bit, that's great. Keep it right there. To be honest, if I had to be stuck with someone for the rest of my life, I'd like it to be someone who understands me, someone who would take care of me. Someone who's willing to drop everything and come over and let me draw them naked just to help me get a good grade. I'm lucky I have a friend like you. Damn it, with the leg again. Look, this is kind of weird, but would you mind if I just ran my hand across your leg? Just to get a feel of how the curve goes. Okay, let me just reach over and. Wow, your skin is so soft. Oh my god, I am so sorry. I don't know what came over. Guess that's come over you too. So soft. Christ. Feels so good. Oh, wait. I need to tell you something. I love you. And I can't pretend for another second that I don't. And if this messes up our friendship, I am so, so sorry. But every minute that feeling spit inside me has just torn me up. I just had to tell you. You. You do? Oh, thank God. I just need to wrap my arms around you. I need to. Yeah. Yeah, I can take my gloves off. Sure. Would be a little bit awkward with you being naked. Just let me unzip my pants. Would you mind helping me pull them off, actually? Thanks. And now my shirt. Remember when I got this shirt? That stupid mascot at the hockey game shot it right into my face. And now I can... Oh, you're already undoing my bra with those nimble, impossible-to-draw fingers of yours. Now, I'm just gonna take off my underwear and... Well, what do you think? I'm a work of art. Oh my God, you are too much. Now, tell me you want this as bad as I do. Good. Oh, I could just kiss you all over. I think I will, actually. Your neck. Those lovely breasts of yours. Your abdomen. God, I can feel you getting hotter. Your breath getting shorter. Your waist. Should I go any lower? I mean, I could always just slowly wind my hand down and explore. I hate to break it to you. I'm a little bit of a tease. So, I might just let my fingers lightly dance around where you want it most. Just go in little small circles, just like that. Aw, that's cute. Yeah, let your waist rise to meet my fingers. Oh my God, you are so sexy, I cannot handle it. I know you want me, I can feel it. I mean, I can smell it, honestly. You are so turned on right now, but... To be fair, I think I'm about to pass out from arousal myself. I think I want to tease you just a little more. And okay, I'll go in. You don't have to beg. It sounds better, my fingers or my tongue? Fingers, okay. Let me just slide my index and middle finger and yeah. How is this working for you? By that moan, I'd guess so. You are the tightest fucking girl I have ever had the pleasure of hooking up with. I can't believe we're here doing this. I've spent so much time fantasizing about sleeping with you. It's just amazing. Oh, gosh. Every time I hear those little moans of yours, it just does something to me. I am really turned on right now. Do you think you could just use your fingers and like... My God, yes. Keep going, just like that. You are just... A little to the left, maybe just... Yeah, right there. You are so much better than anything I could have ever imagined. I just... Fuck. God, you feel so good. I mean, both touching you and being touched is just... No, please don't come without me. I really wanna do it together. Wait. Just no, yes, it was. Oh my God. I just that is maybe the hardest I've ever come. You are so fantastic. Let's just rest like this for a sec. We stroke your beautiful hair and whisper in your ear. I love you so much. I'm so grateful that we're together now. I spent so much time thinking about it, dreaming about you. I never thought we'd actually get together. That I'd actually get to touch your wonderful body and kiss those soft, beautiful lips. You mean the world to me. And on the plus side, I think I might finally be able to get that leg right. Oh.